Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Indeed. Welcome in, Hour 2. Primetime here on 105.1 The Fan. Talk a little football, national signing day, early signing period. This has nothing to do with college football, but I do find it funny. The Abdul Carter memes that are just like, oh. I just opened up my Twitter and like as I scroll through, like that dude has brought this upon himself, but those memes will never die.
Amateur move, bro.
And then we got ones and like people are taking screenshots of him because they did that in season Hard Knocks or whatever. So people are taking a lot of photos of him looking like he's asleep in meetings because his head's back. So you're taking a video of someone leaning back and then you're taking a still shot of it. So it looks like he's sleeping in meetings. And you know, when you're a dumbass and you bring it upon yourself, I can't really feel bad for you, but that dude will never live this down. This will be the Kyler Murray thing that will just follow him for the rest of his career, unless he turns out to just be an absolute stud. And he got benched again for the opening series of their last game. And then it sounds like it was a parody account, but they had him that he got caught watching porn in a meeting.
Right.
Which, by the way, does happen. Guys watch porn. It happens.
Well, it's that he was watching it. I don't know if this is true, but the headphones jack had been not filled, so sound was in the speakers.
So he's saying
supposedly, allegedly,
and it's I think that's probably not true. But then when they ask him about it, and he gets all defensive, and you know, and won't tell you what really happened. Of course, then those things spread. But I can't even say what it was. But there was like three like Carter memes that popped up on my Twitter feed right in a row. That damn algorithm, it knows. And like right when we came back on air, just all three popped up and I just started I just started laughing. It's so immature. It's so dumb. But at the same time, it made me chuckle.
I get it.
You know, I totally
get it.
You just never know when you draft a guy. That guy was viewed as like the safest prospect in the NFL draft. And it turns out he's the dumbass that doesn't care. That's the one thing I will say, that whether you're talking about like high school kids or in the NFL, you just never know who cares.
Yeah. To get us back on the rails here, I think that's the biggest gap between what Willie Taggart, Mario Cristobal have brought and Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
I always thought that Taggart was a star chaser. Yeah. I thought to some extent Cristobal was too.
Yeah.
They would take like Justin Flo.
Yeah.
Like there were staffs who were like, no, thank you. Yeah. We're not even beginning to touch that.
Looks like Tarzan.
He's a goofball.
Yeah.
And Jurrion Dickey, you know, I told you the day he committed.
Oh, they said he'll never play
here. He'll never play here. He's a knucklehead. Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning doesn't really take those risks. You can tell he gets guys that are, you know, Brandon Finney is a football guy.
But you don't know, like, with a guy like Abdul Carter, like, by all accounts, like, that guy checked all the boxes. Like
I think he got in trouble at Penn State.
Did he get in trouble at Penn State?
I think so.
Because I don't remember a lot of crap about
I think
that guy.
The character stuff, they buried a little.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, is like, whether it's in high school or going to college or college into the NFL, dude, these guys aren't choir boys. You'd be shocked at how many guys in the NFL are truly bad actors or lazy. Like, this is not, Like, the idea of watching porn in a meeting, I'm telling you, it's way more common.
It's the bottom rung of being bad.
Yes.
I mean, it really, for yes. a linebacker.
Yes.
It's just stupid. It's more stupid than bad.
I saw, I've said the story. We had a guy that played, that started on a Super Bowl team that would get so hammered the night before that his buddies would drive him to the facility and just like prop him up in his car. And then someone would go and wake him up in the morning and bring him into the facility, and they'd kind of like
smell and salt
a little bit, and like give him some coffee and kind of wake him up. And then he would sit through meetings. I used to have guys slept through meetings a lot. Like, if you look around an NFL meeting room and you're good enough, there's dudes that are nodding off in there.
For sure.
Like, we have this idea that, like, at some level, everyone is, like, this super professional guy. And like, everyone's, like committed to their craft. And it's just not the case.
Right.
And in this way, in college, too, it's like no one would get away with this with Dan Lanning. If you're good enough, you are. Like, Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells might be the most, like, hard-ass guys in the world. They coached Lawrence Taylor.
I've heard some stories.
Go look at some of the stories of Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor would end practices. Lawrence Taylor would tell Bill Parcells that he was leaving practice, and Bill was like, well, no, we're not done with practice. And Lawrence is like, well, I'm leaving at 2:45, so you have two choices. You can end the practice at 2:45, or you can watch me leave the field at 2:45. And it was always like this sort of great standoff. And then at 2:45, they knew they had to end practice.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't have Lawrence Taylor walking.
Show up the whole franchise.
And yet they knew they would. Same thing, when I was in Tampa, Keyshawn Johnson, there were days he just didn't show up.
That doesn't surprise me.
He was gone.
Yeah.
And we were all like, and that's John Gruden. John Gruden was like a hard, I was terrified of John Gruden. You know who wasn't? Keyshawn Johnson.
Right.
He didn't give two S's. We had another guy in Denver that he just wouldn't wear his helmet out at practice. He would literally just be like, I'm not wearing a helmet today. And they're like, well, you practice? He goes, yeah, but I'm not wearing my helmet.
Was it Bill Romanowski?
No. But like, I was
just guessing CTE.
Nah, he's a defensive lineman. And then he would look over to like the scout like me, and he'd be like, you touch my head, I'll kill you. And then you're just like, and the coach is like, well, you go hard against him. I'm like, no. And it was like this weird thing. I'm like, do I block him? What if my helmet hits his head? I'm like, he'll kill me. These are the sorts of things that go on. Football is not full of choir boys.
Yep.
Now, you can't be Abdul Carter and miss meetings and be late to everything. But also, look how many chances they've given that guy. And really, the only punishment is he gets suspended for one series.
Right.
Let's not act like, you know, it's like, all right, Abdul, we're really bringing the whip down on you this time.
I mean it. You're going to miss three plays.
three plays. This is going to show you. So it is one of those things that I laugh at when we hear, like, certain coaches would never put up with this.
They all have a spectrum.
Why don't they just fine him? Like,
I'm sure they do.
This is so weird the way that we do this, because obviously on social medias, we all know there's Hawks watching each game like, hey, why isn't Abdul Carter in there for the first four plays?
I guarantee that they've tried finding that guy. But at the end of the day, they know that guy can play.
Jalen Carter, for real, $10,000. We mean it. Like, there are certain guys they don't give an S. Like,
exactly. How many guys in Georgia are like,
find me?
How many speeding? Georgia had people die.
Yeah.
In a speeding incident.
Yeah,
and
you kind of took this down. We were laughing earlier.
Well, but
come on, man.
And Georgia was like, that's it. We're cracking down. And nothing.
Oh, people kept speeding.
People kept speeding.
And they did nothing.
No.
Well, actually, that's not true. A star player sped after that, and he was suspended for like a quarter. And then one of the dudes that was like, you know, being recruited, they kicked him off the team.
Yeah.
And they're like, if you guys do this, this is the example. And you know, the stars are like, you wanted him off anyway.
I do love when coaches do that. It's like, that's it. We're making an example out of you. Not you. No. You're fine.
Third stringer. Hey, get the hell out of here.
It's like when the coach takes in the orphan kid. He's like, you know what, son? I'm opening my home to you. It just so happens, by the way, that your name is Michael Orr. But come on in. You know what? You need a place to stay. Come on in. What about me, sir? No, you have no athletic ability, and you're like a backup kicker, so we're not taking you in.
Right.
Yeah.
The 6'6", 310-pound 15-year-old. Oh, you're cool with him being in your house? That's so cool. I can't believe it.
It's always that kid.
Oh, you're a big Ole Miss booster? Wow. Interesting.
Look, I'm not...
I saw through that movie so fast. And then Sandra Bullock, I think, won an award for that. And her whole thing is like, now, Michael, you need to block the guy in front of you. And it's like, come on.
Oh, Michael Orr hates that movie.
Oh, despite, and there's been lawsuits.
Yeah, lawsuits and stuff.
It's not good. Yeah, it's a bad situation.
Yeah, like, I'm sure Bo Nix's family is a great family. Don't get me wrong. And they took in Tez Johnson. It also probably helps that Tez ran 4.3. I'm just saying.
No, hey, it turns out he did not run anywhere near 4.3, and that's why he fell.
Hey, where's Tez playing now?
Tampa Bay, catching touchdown passes for Baker Mayfield.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, it worked out. Funny how that works. Like, I'm sure it's a wonderful family. I love all those heartwarming stories. I'm waiting for the heartwarming story of the quarterback that can't throw the ball. I want the Northwestern quarterback that couldn't throw the ball 8 yards. I want to hear the story about how he was taken in. By a loving football coach.
Yeah, I wasn't taken in anywhere. All 5'8", 140 of me when I was 17.
Well, like,
I wasn't taken in.
When I was a senior in high school, I had like 3 or 4 different places, like Jesuit, couple from up in Southwest Washington, that wanted me to come live.
Hey, they don't recruit.
They don't recruit. They would come to my folks and they would ask if I had any interest, and they were like, we can find you a home, or a couple of the coaches were like, he can come live with me. And my mom had to be like, I don't think you want him living with you. Like, one of the coaches.
For real. The juice isn't worth the squeeze on this one.
Well, I remember one of the coaches, he was like a legendary coach from Tumwater.
They had like Tumwater has some team. You can't get Washington or Oregon high school football by me.
It was like the Ottens, like Kate Otten and all
Ryan
those guys.
Otten. Yeah, they're good.
So like, they wanted me to come up, and they were a Mormon family, the head coach was. And so he was like, hey, you can come live with me. My mom was like, yeah.
You don't.
I think that was a direct
He'll
quote.
He'll make it a day.
I think it was the direct quote. My mom was like, I don't think you want him living with
it's
you.
One of those, yeah, no.
He's my son and all, but yeah.
No.
All right, we get back to this. We'll actually talk about the classes, or we'll make an attempt to. We will. We're going to talk about the damn classes when we come back. We're going to get serious, damn it. Serious. No more Abdul Carter nonsense. Primetime rolls on here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In the news coming up, someone says, damn it, folks, I'm never going to find out who Oregon State flips. Let's start there.
Sure.
We do want to talk about some of the classes. So let's start with Oregon State, who had a nice day And
you had a really good day. Yeah.
Well, it's a big deal considering that they've had a coach for like a grand total of like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, perspective. Is
perspective.
Here.
Yes,
it's the lowest rated class in program history. It already was. Sure. So let's pump the brakes there. But they flipped and re-added key pieces. And I want to preface here because they had some decommitments today too.
Yeah.
Decommitments come in three waves. Your head coach gets fired and the kids that are on the fence leave.
Sure.
The assistants aren't retained by the new staff. They find out the assistants that were close to the recruits tell them and some kids leave. The third wave is the new coaching staff evaluates the commitments and is like, eh, you're not for us.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
So
shove you aside.
No names being mentioned here, but just in general, Oregon State had some decommitments today. I think I feel very confident saying Coach Shepard's fully comfortable with the losses that
sure.
they have at this point.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it there. So they start the day flipping Caleb Metzner. Caleb Metzner was a South Alabama commit. That doesn't really tell his whole story. I compare him, different position. He's an edge rusher with 24 and a half sacks his senior year. Mm-hmm. Monster.
Yeah.
I compare him a lot to Damian Martinez. When Damian Martinez was being recruited, he signed with Oregon State. He was a three-star guy. I was talking to multiple schools, and at the time, multiple schools said, if our running back decommits, we're offering Damian Martinez. Yeah. And it sucks to be the backup choice, but if you're the backup choice for Oregon, USC, Washington, and Florida State, just naming schools, I'm just saying, in sure. general,
yeah.
That means you're a pretty good recruit. And USC, and Damian Martinez has said this, USC begged him the night before signing day,
yeah.
do not sign,
yeah.
because we think we're going to have a kid transfer out, and we really want you. So in the end, Oregon State beat out USC for Damian Martinez, but he never had an offer.
Sure.
Alabama wanted Caleb Metzner not to sign. They were hoping to add him late in the class. So the fact that Oregon State gets him is huge. Lance McGee decommitted. I thought he was their most talented commit in this class. He decommitted. Last weekend, they played a semifinal game against Puyallup, who is loaded. They have like 15 D1 prospects on that team from their freshman class up. Mm-hmm. There's like three in each class. It's not all seniors. He ran for 300 yards and 5 touchdowns, and they upset Puyallup.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. He decommitted from Oregon State. I had mentioned, there's a recruit telling me I'm decommitted and not telling Oregon State staff.
Yeah.
That's how disengaged they sure. are with their recruits.
It was a disaster.
I'm happy to tell you now. That was Lance McGee.
Yeah.
He loved Oregon State.
Yeah.
He had no relationship with the old staff. He yeah. wasn't comfortable with them. So he decommitted. Right away, Coach Shepard gets him back in the fold. He commits this morning, recommits this morning. That's huge. Then about an hour and a half ago, Jamison Powell, an Ole Miss commit
yeah.
with almost 20 scholarship offers. Earlier in the process, Oregon, Washington, Ole Miss, Arizona, Boston College, Cal. He flips from Ole Miss to Oregon State, and you heard in that presser, Shepard talking about key areas to recruit. He's from Folsom, California. Folsom High School has a bunch of good prospects. He flips Jamison Powell, a 5'11", 170-pound receiver, who, again, Big Ten, ACC, SEC offers. That's as good a flip as I can remember them getting on signing day in the last 5 to 7 years. Coach Smith always had things buttoned up a week before.
Sure.
The good and the bad of it, he never added anybody. He very rarely lost people.
It was steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie. They don't flip guys on signing day. They've already flipped two high-profile players on signing day for Oregon State. And again, this buzz started for me. The first calls I had where it's like, hey, man, this staff's doing work, was Friday. I started getting calls from people going, this Oregon State staff's for real. Like they recruit and they care about recruiting and they get it. And then I think in reaching out with people, the other thing I love to see, and it's a small thing, when you're a new staff, everybody comes out of the woodwork to tell you who you should offer, right?
Yeah.
And you're tempted to ingratiate yourself and offer maybe 4 or 5 kids that are on the border. Maybe you shouldn't offer, but it's doing somebody a favor. They didn't do that. They didn't add some fat to help anybody out. Let's go get good players that meet our benchmark from key areas where we want to recruit. So I think they checked a ton of boxes. I continue to be really encouraged by everything I'm hearing about this new Oregon
State
staff.
Kind of hitting the ground running here.
Just they check every box. Yeah. I don't think there's a home run anywhere. Like, they're doing as well as his news conference was.
Yeah.
He just solid, very solid, said the right things,
well researched. It's hard to hit a home run when you've been there a week, but you can hit doubles.
Right. So if you stack 5, 6, 7, 8 doubles in a row, you score runs.
Yeah.
And I think they're scoring a lot of runs.
Well, and I think one of the things about Shepard is he gets the modern way of building rosters. Like, you just... The fact that Oregon State didn't have a GM was a travesty. Like,
oh, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
You know, you may not like, and this goes, and I don't want to, we're not trying to speak ill of the dead, but you may be an old school coach that doesn't like the way things have to happen now between GMs and NIL and roster budgets and all that. You may not like it. But if you don't want to play in this world, then go find something else to do. Yep. Because there's only one way to do this at this point. You can do it various ways of whether you want to be more transfer portal heavy or high school or whatever. But this idea that like Deion Sanders refusing to travel to go recruit, good luck.
Right.
Good luck with it.
And guess what? The bloom has come off the rose on that one.
Yeah, it turns out
they're not recruiting anywhere near as well as they were.
Well, turns out that unwillingness to go meet with kids, yeah, it doesn't sit very well. I remember when Joe Paterno was towards the end at Penn State, Terrell Pryor lived like an hour and a half from Penn State, and Joe Paterno refused to go in the living room of Terrell Pryor. He said, no, you can come here. Yeah, Terrell Pryor said, thanks, but no thanks. I'll go to Ohio State.
Isn't that why people didn't...
Like, Colorado's class is 102nd.
Yeah, that's great. And what, they win 4 games this year?
Yeah.
You know, it's just you can't do it that way. And then Oregon's, quick, and then we'll get to in the news, but Oregon... you mentioned USC number one class, but they had 36 commits. Sure. Oregon had what, 20?
Is it? I'm looking at how many they officially signed. They were at 21. They still are at 21.
They're still at
21. But they're still waiting on a couple signatures.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, the idea is that the Chris Henry Jr., one of the top receivers in the country that was committed to Ohio State, hasn't signed. I was hearing some online chatter that it's now Oregon and Ohio State, and Oregon feels pretty confident about this.
I think Oregon might have a slight lead here. I don't want to say the straw that broke the camel's back, because he could still end up at Ohio State.
Sure.
But one of the big pieces here is Brian Hartline is the
receiver guy.
Not only that, he found out today about Hartline leaving for South Florida on Twitter.
Oh, that's
nobody,
not great.
Nobody called
him. That'll be a little pissy. Why didn't Penn State go higher? Anyway, that's a whole
other
thing.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. But so they're watching that, and in part because of that, I think. I'm not 100% certain. Yeah. Five-star wide receiver Jalen Lott has not yet signed.
So you think Lott's waiting for Henry. If Henry signs, you lose Lott. If you don't get Henry, then you still have Lott. Maybe something like that.
And to be honest, like, dude, in the NIL era, would it shock me if Lott's waiting to hear exactly what's going on with Henry and the NIL deal he gets and says, okay, well, me too, if I can get, you know, because Texas really likes Jalen Lott. Jalen Lott was my favorite recruit.
And you like Lott a little more than you do Henry, right?
Yeah. As an individual prospect, yes. In Oregon's receiver room, no.
Okay.
Jalen Lott is half a tier below DeCorian Moore, but very similar to DeCorian Moore, just oversimplifying.
Sure.
Chris Henry Jr. is a receiver that Oregon hasn't had with hands
the big
since Jason Williams, who had no hands, right? He's 6'5", 205 pounds. About 6 weeks ago, ESPN had him as the number one recruit in America. He dropped down to 7th for ESPN. Mm-hmm. 24/7 has him as 32 nationally. But this is the big prize of the big-bodied receivers. And you look at Oregon's wide receiver room, and you look at Cooper Perry and DeCorian Moore and Justice Lowe and some of the guys Gatlin Bear signed today after coming back from his LDS mission, the former five-star. You look at that receiver room, there's not a whole lot of guys that are at your eye level, to be honest. Yeah. And you're not the biggest guy. You're a big lineman, but you're not the tallest guy in the world.
No.
Chris Henry towers over you. He's 6'5". They need that kind of target. So I think if they had to pick one, and I'm not saying I've heard anything about this, but just generally speaking on team building, you'd want the big-bodied receiver on one side and DeCorian Moore maybe in the slot or on the other.
Sure.
Whereas Jalen Lott is a little bit of putting a hat on a hat. So we'll see what happens there and what transpires there. But this is a phenomenal class for Oregon.
Is this their best class ever? In the conversation,
they've had classes that are bigger, right? So because of that, you know, last year had had 20 commitments, 19 were blue chip kids. To me, that's better because you have a 95% blue chip percentage. Yeah. But this year's class will have the most five stars. It's the number two class in the country. If they sign Chris Henry, and they still get Jalen Lott, it would climb to number one. And then yes, but there's still some moving pieces.
Okay, so it's. And is this now, this has become the expectation. This is now the norm.
This is the new normal.
This is the new
normal. And the other big thing, and this is the, you know, one of the marquee things everybody talks about is quarterback, right? Yeah. And I think part of the reason Oregon has so much success is they largely avoid the five-star high price tag, as we mentioned earlier in the show, $1 to $3 million minimum per year for one of those five-star quarterbacks. They go take a gamble on a high-rising four-star. Last year, that was Akili Smith.
Yeah.
This year was Bryson Beaver, who was one of the best guys at the Elite 11. He's a four-star. He's a top 20 quarterback. If he pops, great. If he doesn't, he didn't break your budget. So that extra $3 million can go $500,000 to an edge rusher, $500,000 to a receiver.
I've said it all along.
And like, you get more talent and maybe more bang for your buck.
I've said this all along, man. If I was running a program, I would not spend money on a five-star quarterback.
No.
You look around at the number of five-star quarterbacks that are flat-out busts, or if they do hit, it hits somewhere else, from Dante Moore on down. I mean, you like Underwood at Michigan was paid $3 million, did nothing. Nico didn't do anything at Tennessee. Riola meant nothing to Nebraska.
Lagway so far hasn't panned out for
hasn't
Florida.
Done
Rashada's
jack-ass.
Stop number four.
Yeah.
Malachi Nelson was a big buy for USC.
Nothing.
Where is he?
Like, you're
the hit rate at the school they sign with is between 33% and 50%.
God, that's just a lot.
And it changes your recruiting class.
Yes,
because that's so much money.
So much money off of the budget. And then someone brought this up, and we didn't talk about it a bunch, but you know, Washington State is kind of tucked up there, and we mentioned Oregon State had a nice day for them. I saw Washington State; they had the number four recruiting class in the group of six. So even though Washington State, on a national level, may not have had necessarily the great class, that's a program that is going back to another bowl game with a first year coach there, and supposedly had a nice little day for themselves. I know that's not, you know, there has to be a thing if you're Washington State, you're not competing against the other power four schools. But to hear that you had the number four class from the group of six, I think that's probably a nice little day for Washington State.
I've talked about this before. I felt that Oregon State fumbled the we have a power five lead, like decades of being a one of those. Yes, we were at the lower level of the power five, but we were a power five school for decades. We dropped down and immediately dropped into the 90s and 100s in recruiting rankings. And I said, Washington State has managed to avoid that. This class, 65th.
Yeah.
That's solid. It's not great. It's not elite, but it's a solid class. They're one of their marquee kids is a kid from Lake Oswego, 6'4", good arm, 190 pounds, and he's a dual threat. He ran for 150 yards in the semis. He ran for 100 yards-ish in the state final. So you get a 6'4" guy that can move and has a big arm, there's potential there. He needs to redshirt and work on his mechanics. Hudson Kurland out of Washington State. That's the kind of kid Oregon State just used to get when they wanted him. They didn't even offer. In fact, Oregon State only offered three kids in state, and whether Trent Bray admits it or not, they also pulled the offer from 1.5 of those kids. One of them was kind of mutual. The other one they flat out pulled the offer from, even though he said that didn't happen. So you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, Coach, not again, we don't want to talk ill of the dead, but Coach Shepard's already said, we need to make sure we recruit better in state, and they will.
Yeah, and then I was wondering, like, Jed Fish kind of had a weird year at Washington. You know, it's like, I don't know how much.
Phenomenal day.
I mean, if you're Washington, you're sitting there after I don't know if it's a disappointing year, but a year that I don't think lived up to some of the expectations, especially on the opposite side of the ball. And there was some speculation, like, is he the long-term guy? To come in with the number 13 class, and they got that Kodai Green kid. Cody Green.
Who's been a guest of the show before.
Five-star kid. I mean, here's
a sign of their progress. In the last few years, Washington has produced a couple of five-star offensive tackles.
Yeah.
Josh Connerly Jr. went to Oregon. Washington was not, I talked to him about it. Washington was never really a finalist.
No.
He had three schools he was considering late. Washington wasn't even in there. He's like, I'm not going to Washington. Cody Green is actually originally from the same area. He's from the Seattle area. He transferred down to Modern Day to compete for a national title at Modern Day in Santa Ana, California. But he's a Seattle area kid. Oregon had his commitment. So it's like, oh, here we go. Josh Connerly Jr. all over again. No progress. They flipped him. He's a five-star offensive tackle, and some people feel, including you know, some of the recruiting services, have him ranked as the number one or number two tackle in the country.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's just a good sign of progress.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing more of that with Washington, where they do better in the state of Washington. They're doing a little better in the state of California. And maybe Oregon fan doesn't want to hear that, but that's part of the reason I thought Oregon might have a little bit of trouble getting to 30 commitments and good commitments they feel good about, is I thought Washington would get a few more. I thought USC would get a few more. Sure enough, that kind of happened. And Oregon adjusted nicely, got a really highly impactful small class. They're going to hit the portal with space.
Yeah.
Oregon's transfer portal class is going to be a monster. Yeah. They didn't spend a lot on a quarterback this cycle, and as of right now, they have a lot of wiggle room. All of those signs point to they have money to work with when they hit the portal.
So that's something to keep in mind, too, that Oregon's going to have spots that have to be filled in right away.
Whereas USC's going to be up against it.
USC be up against it. And Washington had a very, very young roster this year. I think they had like 3,000 snaps from freshmen. So again, if they can keep that staff together and everything, you think that maybe they're building towards something if Damon Williams can develop. So that's some interesting times out here on the West Coast. But it sounds like a really positive day for almost all of the West Coast schools here.
Yeah, if you're looking at our footprint, our radio footprint, it's a big win today. Big win today for Washington. Yeah. Solid win for Washington State. Oregon, depending on Chris Henry Jr., but you lose two coordinators and still sign the number two class. Yeah. Big win for them. Big win for Oregon State. Big win for USC. When was the last time I came into a signing day and had positive things to say about all of those schools? Yeah. It doesn't happen very often. So huge day for the West Coast.
All right. In the news, when we come back, here is Schulze with a sports update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome in. Running behind, as always. Let's get right to it. It is December 3rd in the year of our Lord 2025. That means it is time for In the News. Your noted news contributor sitting in for your noted news man out today again, feline AIDS. Osman told more than likely, probably out tomorrow. And then Friday is a scheduled day off, so you can see what's happening there.
What can extrapolate. Yeah.
What are the actual chances Rop wakes up feeling better tomorrow?
Actually feeling better or comes into work?
Not comes into work. Oh, we already know those odds.
I think the odds are 80%. He actually feels, when you're sick, generally you feel better day to day.
This was the quote. Barring an epic uprising that is unlikely, slightly better today, so not ruling out tomorrow just yet.
I mean, if he has...
Well, I'm just saying, he said better. I bet he feels better tomorrow than he does today.
Yeah, but no,
that doesn't mean he's necessarily going to come in, or that he's 100%.
And more importantly, he's got a vacation that he's going on Friday, so you have to rest up for the vacation. You can't come in on Thursday and then get all worn down for the big Friday day off.
Are you saying he's pre-funking his weekend?
Look, if you have something that you've scheduled a day off for, you can't come into work after being out like a week and a half and then get sick getting ready to go back in. No, you gotta pace yourself.
Think of all the hot signing day takes he probably has coming in. He's probably just champing at the bit.
He's gotta talk about this hot 4-star recruit.
Now, if he has what's been going around, it's been like 5 days is still building up. You don't feel better until like after day 5.
Yeah,
at the minimum.
My daughter got sick and was sick for a number of days.
Kicked his ass a little bit, apparently.
I hope he feels better.
He said it's a bad one, in all seriousness. Like, people love to make fun of him. We do too, but
yeah, feline AIDS is a hell of a thing.
He said this one has been bad. It is National Protect Your Package Day, which seems like the dumbest day in the world. And then I saw that it was Ring that made that a national day.
Okay, this isn't like wear a cup situation?
No, protect your package. Old Porsche. I guess you could wear a cup. No one wears a cup anymore, right?
Can I submit like national like Portland afternoon sports Catchers. Radio show?
You
day?
Probably could. I mean, if you've got enough influence.
Let's do it.
I did see at the bottom of this one because I was like, why is National Protect Your Package Day? And then I clicked on it and said it was like originally pushed through by the Ring Corporation.
I thought this was something totally different. I thought it was a euphemism. Not totally a euphemism. I thought you were saying it's like wear a cup day or like testicular awareness kind of day.
Although I don't have a Ring camera. Although I know like everyone does. What I don't understand is how does that protect your package? You just see someone stealing your package.
You'd have evidence of a theft.
Yeah, that's all it is. You just see every one of those. Like, no one's do. Has that ever worked? Like, can you call the cop and be like, hey, I ordered some dog food off Amazon and someone stole it off my porch? They're not putting out an APB.
No, like, but I think you have evidence to then get a refund potentially or something.
Is that what that is?
Maybe. Yeah. Have you seen the videos on Instagram where the package, people set up the package to explode and it has paint in it?
I always wonder if those are real.
I love it. Yeah, I know. I choose to believe.
I do too. Those are always fun. Or like
Santa Claus and exploding paint packages. Yeah, I choose to believe.
I've seen that too, where people put like backpacks on the ground and then they like tie them to concrete posts and the person grabs the backpack and takes off running. I want those to be real. Also, I think that might be illegal. I think you could get in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah, if you hurt somebody, like if you blinded someone with paint.
Right?
Or they had a heart attack.
Yeah, I think you have to be careful, but at the same time, it's funny because you're a scumbag that's stealing porch packages.
Right. You can't be too skeptical though nowadays. I think most, not just like these videos, but anything on Soch, it's probably fake. Like the questions on the street, like even the arguments between couples now, they're just all set up. They're fake.
Well, I see that even like on airplanes now, and like you see, and like it all looks fake. And then you actually realize that it's real. Like, we're living in a strange time that everything is filmed, and yet we never really believe anything that we see. And we now have someone that has taught us that when you're caught doing something, even if it's on camera, just say it's not true, and it works.
Have you seen the Neil deGrasse video where he projects that we're post-truth internet? So he's like, you know, for the history of the internet, we've used it for research, we've used it for... I mean, when you wrote papers, you used internet websites, and that was very common. And he said, we are, on the projection models he has, we are like 5 years away from going back to the internet being about like kitten videos. And the internet's going to regress to like pure entertainment because you can't believe anything anymore.
Yeah, it's bad.
You'll have to sift through the true stuff. Like, that's weird.
I've seen some videos that got me. They were clearly, sure. I mean, once I really thought about it, it's like, oh yeah, that's AI. But in the moment, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe so-and-so said that.
100%.
And you're like, oh, no.
No matter what I see now, the first thought I have is that real? And then you have to go like check on it. And it's a matter of whether or not you want to take the time. If it's a stupid cat video, whatever, I'm like, whatever. But if it's like something serious, like a military thing or whatever, or like a shooting or whatever, then I'm like, all right, let's make sure this is actually real.
Really quickly, Zook, speaking of the AI videos, stop with the aging. Like, oh, hey, Andrew and Zook at age 20, and then AI turns them into, like, you guys now. Have you seen those? Like, oh, look, John Stamos, age 24. Now, who cares? It just, we are wasting our time doing nothing nowadays.
See, the ones I always see, too, is, like, when you see a photo of a famous person and it looks like absolute hell, you have to be like, well, is that a real photo? Like, there's ones going around of, like, the cast of Wicked that just look like the most horrifying thing in the world. They look like Skeletor, and you're like, and now you're like, that can't be real. And then you look it up, and you're like, it's real.
Did you see the Kate Beckinsale interview?
Yeah.
Where she says her daughter's boyfriend laid an egg twice?
Yeah.
I thought I was 100% convinced based on her plastic surgery and what she was saying that was AI.
No.
That was real.
It's real. See, that's what I'm
saying. That's a problem.
Yeah, it's weird. We had the 1803 fund. Remember, they're the ones that are trying to transform the Albina district. The silo district down there.
Okay.
So Phil Knight donated a bunch of money to that. So they bought the grain silos I've said long, for a long time, no city does worse with their waterfront than we do. It's embarrassing. We have a beautiful river that runs right down the middle of our city, and we do nothing with it.
It's true.
It's so embarrassing. Well, they actually rent out, so they're...
Isn't it San Antonio that's sort of just set the standard
for this? Riverwalk. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, even like Washington on the other side of the river is spent the last like decade.
Vancouver?
Yeah,
it Vancouver. It is nice.
Redoing their waterfront? Yeah. It looks amazing.
It does.
So this is kind of cool. So they announced that they purchased for like $70 million. They purchased those grain silos down there. And they said they're going to be 2 years of planning, 2 years of construction, so it'll be about 4 years. But you can go on, you can find them all over. This one's on Oregon Live. But they put out the renderings of what that's going to look like. And this is like kind of a traditional black neighborhood, and they're trying to kind of obviously bring that back. And some of the renderings down there are really cool. They're not going to tear down the silos. They're just going to use them as kind of a backdrop. And there's like a community center down there, like a basketball court, some shopping, some affordable housing. So it's kind of cool when you actually look at what this could end up looking like. Like, look at this. How much better would this be when you're sitting there on the Willamette to look out and see that as opposed to what we have now?
Yeah, it's much nicer.
Yeah.
It's clearly much nicer.
So I thought it was kind of cool.
That is cool.
I just, again, I always say I'm rooting for this city. I want us to get back on our feet. And stuff like this can make a difference.
Just spare me that the baseball stadium's going there or somewhere, because every, 6 months we get a new, they're going to build a baseball stadium. Stop it.
Yeah. Well, and especially the Moda area down there. Like, the Rose Quarter needs entertainment. They need to add, like, 3 hotels, need, like, 6 more restaurants, and, like, a club and 6 bars. Like, stop. Like, let's just do this.
Well, we got streetcars. We're getting streetcars.
Yeah.
But cheap ones. So we got streetcar news and a roadmap to prosperity when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan. All right, we're up against it. I'll squeeze in one or two more stories here. I mentioned we have hot streetcar news. I love that our budget has gotten so bad for our transit, we're now making deals. We're giving Tacoma 3 of our brand new streetcars, and they're giving us 3 of their oldest. So ours are brand new. Theirs are from 2003, but we get $16 million. This is the sort of deal that we're cutting. I kind of like it. I like that we're getting savvy about this. We're like, it's like the Major League trade deadline. Like, hey, we need money. We don't need these cars. Like, all our cars suck anyways. They all get trashed. Everyone's doing fentanyl on them and spray painting them. Give them the new ones up in Tacoma. We'll take your old ones and we'll take $16 million. I kind of liked it. I like that we're doing trades now. I think we should swap other things with other cities.
Let's cash considerations on top of the deal.
Cash considerations!
When the highlight of the deal is the cash considerations, you've got an issue.
Tell me.
For the city of Portland, baby.
Is anyone going to be riding the MAX and think to themselves, hey, this isn't as nice as the car that I was riding on 2 months ago?
Before those old ones got phased out, which they finally did, I think, in the last year or two, yes, that was a problem. But no, nobody...
I've never once rode on mass transit and thought to myself, oh, this is really nice, or oh, this is really good. It's just mass transit.
And nobody
even... Give me the $16 million. I think we should trade other things. Let's start. I want to do like mayor swaps. I want to like comp controllers. Let's start trading people. You know, hey, let's make our roster better. We got National Signing Day and Transfer Portal. Let's bring this to government.
What city would you most want to have trades with? Because here's my thing. You could go like really high end and get something totally different, like New York, where it's like they run at such a different level that you get an influx of new stuff. Or you could go like New Orleans, and then you're getting just a whole different vibe.
I want like Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay,
give me some nice Midwestern sensibilities.
Wow, okay. Right? What kind of transit do they have there?
I don't know, maybe like a Fort Collins, like Colorado.
I'd be tempted to get a little New Orleans in Portland.
bring a little culture in there.
Yeah.
Bring some beignets.
And my
there.
Last pick would be Vegas.
We could bring some people up from Bend. Right? Like, that's like AAA. We're bringing them up.
I don't know if we want to bring up Bend.
Yeah, those are all California transplants.
I don't know if that's California.
I just never heard of anyone swapping streetcars for cash considerations.
We are making marginal second round pick transactions like an NBA franchise, hoping that saves our city.
Yeah.
Not great.
And our fearless governor, Tina Kotek, released her foolproof plan today. It's Oregon's Prosperity Roadmap. So she's laying out her roadmap for prosperity.
Selling new streetcars. This is one plan.
Hey, I'm all about it. She's got a plan. So that I just thought today was fun. We're unveiling a new plan of prosperity at the state level, and At the city level, we're swapping streetcars. So everything's going great. The roadmap lays out three high-level goals. We're trying to boost the state's gross domestic product by 2.2%. We're trying to improve Oregon's placement by at least 13 spots in national rankings of the state workforce indicators. And we're trying to get into the top 10 of overall business indicators. So we're clearly on, we're clearly on the way up.
That. The business read, indicators.
Read
bar.
These here bars and graphs.
I love committees. And I love roadmaps and plans. Everything's going great. Way to go, Tina.
So we need more people spending money, but we're giving up MAX trains and streetcars because I'm assuming people aren't riding them as often. Like, if you pass by, like, any park and ride guys a decade ago, those were full. Now, hey, they're empty. Like, nobody's
not
hopping
anymore.
On these things.
Not anymore. Not when we get these new beauties.
Cash considerations, fool.
$16 million, man. I love it. God, I love this city. We're doing great.
Oh, we are the Portland Trailblazers. The city of Portland is the Portland Trailblazers.
Second round pick swaps in 2031.
Yeah, man.
And cash considerations. Yeah, we're back, baby.
Planning for the future,
road
baby.
Roadmap to success.
Oh,
sky's
oh
the
no,
limit.
I just stepped in human crap.
What are you talking about,
is
man?
Is that a fentanyl needle?
I'm doing great. I'm telling you, you're doing great. All right. Maybe get into some NFL stuff, some NBA. Plenty of stuff to get to when we come back. Hour three coming up, primetime here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.